Hello, it's me, Joel. So basically, apparently at some point I said to Howerton, "What is this? Howerton Computer's Deadly Animal Sanctuary?" Well, apparently he liked that idea and started drawing up plans for it and made a design and uploaded that design to TeePublic. So, if you want a t-shirt that says Howerton Computer's Deadly Animal Sanctuary, you can actually buy one now by going to battlebird.productions/merch. Not exactly sure why you would want that, but if you did, that is how you'd get it. And I'm only telling you this because apparently we actually get paid for a bit of everyone that sells. So, go for it if you want to. There's also yellow sub designs, of course, Automnicon logos. And, they're pretty cool in fairness. They're pretty good. So, battlebird.productions/merch. Or click on the link attached to this message.
Samantha and Kilner have been sent on a special, spooky mission this Halloween. They've gone all the way to Jurniton 10 to stay overnight in an abandoned mansion.
Ooh, just look at it. There are towers and bats and gothic doorways.
Yes, and we could die here.
Join them as they explore.
I ask you to watch your step. We wouldn't want you to trip and break your necks.
Find out more about the mansion.
Did that suit of armor just move?
And try to survive the night.
Run!
Guest starring James Carney.
What it? What?
Hedley Knights.
Oh, but my nap.
David Devereaux.
We shouldn't have come here.
And James Carney.
Welcome, visitors. Welcome to On the Hill House.
Night in On the Hill House, this year's We Fix Space Junk Halloween special, will be released free to patrons and is available to pre-order now. Visit battlebird.productions/specials or see the show notes.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is Yanni, and welcome to Season 2 of Harlem Queen. Thank you for listening. The season picks up with the search for Michelle.
You are listening to the Flora J. Calvin program. And now, straight to the headlines. Manhattan debutante and socialite Michelle Mondesir has been kidnapped from her Connecticut boarding school. There is a tri-state search for Mademoiselle Mondesir, who is 15 years of age, Caucasian, and was last seen yesterday evening going to her dormitory.
Stephanie is frantic, and she risks all in order to find her missing daughter.
We will find Michelle. There are troopers all along the New Jersey and Pennsylvania highways.
That's not enough.
Madame Stephanie St. Clair posted a $10,000 reward for information that leads to the safe return of Ms. Mondesir.
You need to take down your reward, Stephanie.
I will not. Those no-good couples are already saying she's dead.
The connection between the debutante and the numbers queen is unclear.
And Stephanie still has to contend with Luciano and Schultz plotting to push her out of her own turf.
Word on the street is that it's Schultz.
Who cares about a lost colored girl?
This one is white. Fifth Avenue debutante, lot of money, well connected. And I want to find out why Stephanie is so fixated on the girl. Stephanie is highly invested in her safe return.
What do you need me to do?
I need you to cheese it.
What about St. Clair?
You tried to clip her twice. Is she pushing up daisies? No. We're going to get her another way.
Even Halstein is suspicious. Is he truly a friend or a foe?
She's putting herself behind the eight ball. There's something more there, and I need to find out. In the meantime, someone has to earn the money she's deciding not to earn.
You have no power in this case, Stephanie. In fact, you're a liability.
I will do everything in my power to get her home, safe and sound.
Listen up for season two. Harlem Queen is a recipient of the Lower Manhattan Cultural Council's Creative Engagement Grant. And once we all get through this safe and sound, we will have a live radio show of Harlem Queen this fall. More episodes to come. Take good care and stay well.